Let me go to Pat Bourke Watch, because on earlier in the week I mentioned we had a communication from a number of people in Kilkenny, and they were at a service, a Catholic service at the weekend in Kilkenny, and references were made by a priest, Father Tom Ford, according to the document we were sent in, about labelling homosexuality an infection that could only be cured. It could only be cured by experiencing the love of God. Now, Pat Bourke watches in Wexford. Pat, you read this homily, and you have it. You believe that the, and we've had another one a few weeks ago as well about in the context of the election. Who was it appointed out to us? Are these sermons in Catholic churches becoming more commonplace since the abortion referendum, as it's known as, earlier in the year?
Yeah, how are you doing, Joe?
Good, yeah.
Yeah, look, I have read what the priest said down in Kilkenny, and I was actually listening to that other debate that you had a couple of weeks ago. But it's just another sort of unbelievable statement like that has come out. I remember Pope Benedict said a couple of years ago, Joe, that gay people were a force for evil in the world, and I found that most offensive. Having a gay son myself, who lives in England now, and I was wondering actually to myself here before you were speaking to me how he must have got infected, and I think maybe when he was young, myself and himself went into the Dáil one time, and we met David Norris, so he shook hands with him. So I'm kind of thinking that's maybe where he picked up the bug, and it's developed now, because what this priest is saying is absolutely absurd, that it's an infection that people get and can only be cured by, you know, by the love of God or whatever he said. So the main point I want to make, Joe, is that as a former retired now school principal, I've seen so many young people, you know, going through teenage years and wondering about their sexuality and doubting themselves and having such fears about being sort of outed by their friends and such fears about coming out to their parents and so on, that like this kind of talk really does not help them. Like it puts more fear into them, and it makes them very apprehensive about their sexuality, which I think is a very dangerous thing to be doing to young people, because a lot of parents and people were at that particular sermon, and if they're taking that message home, Joe, to their teenage sons and daughters who are having problems with coming out to them about their sexuality, I don't think there's ever any chance of it happening, because it just compounds all the fear and all the doubt and so on. And as we know, you know, there have been awful cases of, thank God my son came out to us, and luckily at the time when he did, I was kind of struggling with what am I going to say, and actually what I said was, well, as long as your mother is straight, I'm happy enough, you know, and it seems to do the trick at that point, you know.
But Pat, given as you say, your own experience, Rory Cowan was on yesterday. Now, as it happened, he was talking about the attack, that racial attack on the train. But one of the things, Rory's well known for Mrs. Brown's Boys and the character he plays and the life that he lives, the good life he lives. But Rory said that Ireland now is almost a land of sunshine when it comes to liberal inclusivity. Both in terms of gender acceptance, sexuality acceptance, racial acceptance. So on the one hand, he's saying this, that the sun is shining, so to speak, in that way. And he said it's a great country. He said it's a great country. But on the other hand, we still have these sermons from pulpits about homosexuality being an infection.
Yeah, well, I think, Joe, you know, the numbers attending Mass and so on have dropped an awful lot lately. And I think that it has to do with an awful lot of the clergy being out of touch. Like, I do agree that Ireland is a much safer place now for young people growing up and being sort of honest about their sexuality and being confident enough to speak out about it. But these kind of utterances from the pulpit, Joe, or from various other people on the kind of homophobic side do us no justice at all, really no justice, you know. But I do agree with what he said about things have become more liberal and people are more accepting and more tolerant, I suppose, of people of different sexuality. I do agree with that, yeah.
Okay. Well, kind regards, Pat, to you and your family, and let's hope. Anyway, I know the Pride Day is coming up. very soon. And I don't know whether you saw the Garda cars that have been done up in delivery of the rainbow colours. Absolutely stunning. Yeah, absolutely. So, well, you'll see it on the parade in the next wonderful,
Joe. Yeah, that is absolutely, that really cheers me up. Absolutely wonderful.
And the rainbow flag over the GPO.
Yeah. Well, I'm down in Wexford now since I retired, so I've moved out of it, so I don't get up that often, but that is wonderful. Absolutely.
Okay. Pat Bourquaj, thanks indeed.